During last week's gubernatorial debate, Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke were asked whether they thought the current minimum wage of $7.25 an hour was enough for someone to live on. Burke's answer was straightforward.
I don't think that our minimum wage is enough for folks to live on.
Walker did not answer directly, saying he was focused on helping create jobs that pay more than the minimum.
The way you do that is not by an arbitrary limit by the state.
Walker was pressed on his debate comments yesterday in a meeting with the editorial board of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
What is your position on the minimum wage? Should we have it?
Well, I'm not going to repeal it, but I don't think it serves a purpose because we're debating then about what the lowest levels are at. I want people to make, like I said the other night, two or three times that.
Asked about the governor's comments, Burke pounced on the governor's contention that the minimum wage serves no purpose.
Well, I disagree with it entirely. It's important that people who are working full-time are able to support themselves without government assistance. That's just sort of common sense.
Burke favors raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. That's the same level advocated by President Obama. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.